This is the writer's voice on the Virginia Voice, and for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. With me is Ken Oder, who has been editing the Mechanicsville Local and is the editor of the Goochland Gazette, and that is heard on the Virginia Voice frequently. Ken, we've turned the tables a little bit. You're used to interviewing people. This time, you're the subject of the interview. People want to know more about the two newspapers here, the Mechanicsville Local and the Goochland Gazette. First of all, tell us about them. How did they get started? Why do they exist?
Well, the Goochland Gazette was founded by a fellow named Major Bayless about 50-some years ago, or maybe 60 now, out in Goochland County. And the Mechanicsville Local started in the early 80s by a fellow named Jim Varian, who decided that there was no coverage of Mechanicsville in Hanover County. There was an Ashland-based newspaper called the Herald Progress, and he and his wife started the Mechanicsville Local, and it just basically took off and has been, it is the mainstay paper of our family of community newspapers called Richmond Suburban Newspapers.
The suburban newspapers obviously cover the suburban area. Do you go beyond what is covered in, let's say, the Richmond Times-Dispatch?
Well, we try to. And in fact, in Goochland County, we cover most of the government news and the school news that the Times-Dispatch is not able to cover nowadays with the more limited staff that they have. And so, for instance, last night we had a reporter at the school board meeting, and I've just gotten some information about what happened at that meeting. I don't believe any other media was covering that meeting. So for Goochland residents, if they want to know what's going on at the school board, they're going to want to read the Goochland Gazette.
How widely distributed is it?
It goes to Times-Dispatch subscribers in Goochland County. It's also dropped free at a number of racks at businesses around the county. And it's also distributed to a limited portion of western Henrico County, where we have a supplement we call the Local Exchange West, which covers feature stories in Henrico County.
Ken, you alluded to a reporter at the school board meeting. Do you have a staff?
I have a staff. I share a sports editor and a staff writer with the Mechanicsville Local. And so I have quite a bit of help, actually, compared to some weekly newspaper editors.
As the editor of these particular papers, you seem to have a bigger responsibility. You're almost the sole writer. You have people who are working for you, but you seem to be more in charge than most would be at a larger newspaper. Your responsibility would seem to be larger.
I think that's true at most weekly newspapers, most small newspapers. You hear stories of folks who have started small newspapers where they're not only the owner, publisher, editor, they're also the ad salesman and the delivery boy. So it's always been that way, but and we're used to it. It's just the way things go.
For our listeners in Mechanicsville and in Goochland who hear these papers regularly and want to know more about the process that is put together, I'm going to ask you probably to go back over something you've already said, but how do you select the stories? How do you say what is the most important thing to bring to your readers, and in this case, our listeners?
A lot of that comes from reader and reader input. They will call us and ask us, what do you know about this or what's going to happen with the school board? Or they will suggest stories about themselves or family or friends. Feature stories come that way a lot of the time. Of course, we cover all the county meetings, the board of supervisors, the school board meetings, and local politics, of course, with elections coming up. We're going to cover there'll be a couple of candidate debates. And we'll cover that. So there's some obvious things that need to be covered. I always like to say that it's not as complicated as you might imagine. I've always told people who ask me, I said, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. You know, if you want to be in the newspaper, call us up and suggest a story, and we might very well decide to write one.
That's interesting because many people say, you know, no reporter showed up at our meeting. Maybe they didn't know about it.
That's a great point. We don't know everything that's going on in Goochland County, and we depend on the readers and non-readers to call us, email us, write us, walk in the office and say, hey, how come you didn't write a story about the Rotary Club meeting that we had last week? It was a great meeting, and then we had a speaker. And then we'll ask them, well, have you got a picture? Would you like to write up a paragraph about what happened? And we'll use contributed content quite often to supplement our own work.
Is that unusual?
Not at all. Is contributed content, you mean?
Yes.
Not at all. We use that when appropriate to supplement our own work because we do have a limited staff and we can't be everywhere.
Does that put a burden on you, contributed content, because it may need heavier editing than that from a professional writer?
It varies greatly. Some of it comes in real clean and polished, and other work does need to be edited extensively.
Are you a filter for what goes on? Do you have a point of view that you like to put in the, as far as selection of the news?
I like to think that I am in the news gathering operation. I put aside my own personal biases and points of view, and I am open to any and all significant news that's going on in Goochland County. And that's another thing that a community news editor has to watch, because quite often you're writing about a subject on page one, and then you're commenting about the subject on page six on the opinion page, where you might write a column or an editorial. So the trick is, or the goal is, to write a straightforward news piece on page one, letting the folks know what happened and who said what and what comes next about an issue, say, with the school system funding. And then on page six, the same person, that being me, might take a position on that same issue. And that can be perceived as being a conflict. But the goal is always to have the news to be straightforward reporting and not to engage the bias or preconceptions of the writer.
Do you allow yourself free rein on the editorial page?
Not entirely.
That's why I ask.
You want to have an opinion. You want to have a point of view. So occasionally we'll make a statement that we'd like to see something happen or not happen. And it's all part of the give and take with the readers. If you don't have a point of view, you're not likely to get any letters to the editor, or you're not likely to engage your readers as much. So it's fine with me if folks write in and say, you know, that was a really dumb editorial you wrote, and here's why. The give and take is what we want.
I'm sure you appreciate more the "and here's why" rather than "it was just a dumb editorial," period.
Right. We'd like to hear their points of view, and then that sparks an interplay between the folks who read their letters, and we get a discussion going on the topics that are important to county readers.
You're mentioning letters to the editor, people feeding back to you. What is the reaction to the paper, in this case the Goochland Gazette?
Well,
by the readers. You hear comments. You must, if you're in a coffee shop, somebody must say, "You're the editor. Good job, bad job, boy, do you did." You know, they must have an opinion.
We get positive and negative. Recently, it was kind of comical, I thought. We got a communication saying that we never wrote about Democrats in Goochland County. And I commented that I'd like to write about Democrats, but I couldn't find one. I couldn't find one who was running for political office. The only candidates running in this fall's elections for school board or board of supervisors or any other office are either Republicans or independents. And I wrote that it'd make my job a lot more interesting if I could find some Democrats, but I couldn't find any. I don't know whether that satisfied the person that complained, but that's the way it is.
If you had your druthers, Ken Oder, what would you want to do more for the Goochland Gazette?
I started off as a photographer. I'd like to have a larger page count so I could run more photographs and larger photographs. That depends a lot on the cost of printing the paper, and the page count is determined to a great degree by the amount of advertising that is sold into the paper.
So the more advertising you get, the more pages you can have.
Exactly.
The more pages you can have, the more editorial content and the more pictures.
Exactly.
And which begs the question, how is advertising support? Is it good?
Advertising support is reasonably good during this recession that we're experiencing. And the paper is smaller than it was, let's say, 10 years ago, as far as page count. But we're doing okay.
Mechanicsville itself is a a very small city in a suburban county. The Goochland area is almost all rural. Makes it, and it's extensive. Doesn't it make it hard to cover?
It is hard to cover, and you put a lot of miles on your car. Goochland is more concentrated in the eastern part as far as the population base. The western part is much more rural and spread out. So we kind of have three separate sections, I think, of the eastern part is sort of high-end residential with some well-to-do folks. Then you have the courthouse area, which is about halfway out through the county, where the seat of the government is, Goochland Courthouse. And then you have the west end of the county, which is largely rural and much less heavily populated. And Goochland has only about has about 20,000 residents, so it's a big land area with not a lot of folks. So it is, when I drive to the far west end of Goochland County, I know I've taken a trip.
You mentioned before we started this interview that sometimes you wind up in a coffee shop with a computer doing stories. Do people recognize you? Are you anonymous, or can you kind of keep an ear cocked to hear interesting stories at the coffee shop, or do people know who you are and play to that?
Well, I know a lot of folks in Goochland County know who I am, and a lot of folks don't. I mean, there's 20,000 folks, and not everybody comes to the government meetings and sees who the newspaper people are. So I guess I'm under the radar most of the time. When I'm working in the coffee shop or in the public library, which has an internet connection, I'm probably anonymous most of the time, just another guy pounding on the computer.
Do you prefer that?
Yes.
You don't strike me necessarily as a loner. Certainly as a photographer, you wanted to be everywhere and among everybody and take as many pictures as you could so you could select later.
True. As a photographer, you want to be, there's an old story about wanting to be a fly on the wall where you can see what's happening and nobody's paying any attention to you. It's hard to get candid photos if folks are aware of your presence and are watching you work. So I'd rather, as a photographer, I certainly prefer to be anonymous and unnoticed. As a writer, it's a little bit less of that.
This is going to be a hard question for a person who's used to interviewing other people and being interviewed. What would you tell people about you, especially those who have read the Mechanicsville Local and who read the Goochland Gazette? What would you tell the people about their editor?
I've always said, and I've written columns to the effect, that I enjoy the job, and I almost feel like the job was invented to be sort of a continuing adult education course just for me, because I get to see a lot of events and meet a lot of interesting folks that I would never meet, if I had a job working in an office. And I'm exposed to subjects and events that I don't think I would ever learn about otherwise firsthand. And then I write about them, take pictures of things, and put them in the newspaper. So what could be better?
If it wasn't your job, if it were not your job, you might not go to some of these things. But it is your job, so you do.
Exactly. And
you find many enjoyable, I'm sure. Or enjoyable is different from interesting.
Exactly. Some things, it's really interesting. I'll have an assignment that I've given myself, and I'll say to myself, gee, this is going to be a drag. And then I'll go to it, and I'll say, that was very interesting. So I'm frequently surprised with the way things turn out. When I have an assignment, it then turns out to be much more interesting than I imagined.
The reverse can also be true. You go to a meeting where a board of supervisors, and you expect all sorts of fireworks, and they say, we passed bill number 22, adjourned. There's nothing there.
And then you get an early night off, and you can go home and watch your favorite TV program.
But then don't you have the problem of filling space in the paper?
You do, and if you count it on, hopefully you've got a large enough story count planned so that it's okay if that board meeting doesn't produce a lot of news.
Do you have stories in reserve, probably feature stories in reserve, that you can fill space with if needed?
Most of the time, not all the time. Sometimes we have to scramble, and you can be on the phone saying, hey, I need a story this week. What's going on with your organization? And it can happen that way.
throughout this interview, I've heard a very interesting thread, and that is that you're open to people who are seeking publicity for their organization and for the projects they do.
Oh, absolutely. We don't see ourselves as the arbiter of what's news and what isn't news. The community, just as much as the Goochland Gazette, determines what the news is by telling us what they are interested in reading about. So we depend on them and we encourage them to contact us and let us know what they think is important in the county.
An editor of any organ whatsoever, be it a radio, newspaper, television, has to make decisions about which story is more important than another. You still would like stories, but you have to make decisions on priorities.
That's true, and sometimes they're rather obvious. And for example, with the upcoming elections, there are a number of issues that are prominent that people bring up over and over, so it's not difficult to decide what's important here.
It sounds like you enjoy this. You found it more enjoyable than not.
90% of the time. I enjoy the job. I've been doing it either as a photographer or as a writer for so long, it's hard for me to imagine doing something else.
Are there frustrations?
Sure. Like in any job, there's, I'd say one of the things is making contact with people. Everybody is so busy that it can be difficult to get a hold of the folks you need to talk with to finish a story. And sometimes you may not be able to do so. You just have to go with what you have.
Before we started this interview, we talked about modern technology. No longer do we have manual typewriters. We have computers. We have cell phones. Does the internet and cell phone make it easier to get to people?
Cell phones certainly do. The internet is a mixed blessing as far as email. You get many emails. And we want the emails, but it used to be the joke that people would email you and then call you to see if you got the email, and they might fax you also, so you might get three communications instead of one. In the old days, might have been a phone call. And of course, we still get letters through the U.S. Post Office.
You mentioned fax, and it seems that as far as technology goes, fax machines are fast fading. Doctors use them, but very few others use faxes anymore, it seems.
They are, but we still get some faxes.
And you're afraid, I'm sure, don't want to lose that avenue of communication.
No, there are some folks who seem to prefer that.
As long as they're willing to send them, you're willing to receive them.
Absolutely.
Apparently, I again hear that you're willing to talk to a lot of people who have stories to tell.
Absolutely. That goes back to what I was saying about the continuing adult education course that they've constructed for me. I get to listen to folks tell me their life stories, and that can be very interesting.
I imagine even what we've been talking about tangentially, change has come to Goochland County.
Oh, yes. The county is much less rural than it was I started back in the mid-80s. And I don't believe there was a stoplight in the county at that time. So there's been development. West Creek Business Park was established, and the population has grown. It's still developing, and I think the county is trying to figure out a vision for what it wants to be like. And the current county administration is working on economic development. We are in a slow economic period now, and the county government is hoping to figure out a plan to encourage economic development in the county to increase the tax base so as to increase county revenues.
Ken, I was about to conclude the interview till you opened up that avenue of conversation. The county is rural, and had Motorola showed up, that would have changed things drastically. Probably there would have been tangential industries to support Motorola that would have also come in at the same time. But that would have happened in the eastern part of the county. West Creek is almost on the county line. But what about the residents? The residents would need that economic development in order to keep the taxes coming in so that they don't have to pay them as much as they would otherwise. But how do the residents feel about being a rural county as opposed to being an urban county? I get the feeling, to start you going here, that they prefer it fairly rural.
I think the general feeling is they'd like to have the county, like to have the best of both worlds, a bit more economic development, light industrial, commercial, and that sort of thing in certain designated areas. And the county is working on that also, certain specific areas in their comprehensive plan where they feel more development, business development is appropriate, while at the same time protecting large parts of the county and retaining the rural nature of that those areas.
You have a tremendous insight now because of your job. Talk about that continuing education. You have an insight that otherwise people may not have. I knew to ask the question. I didn't know the answer.
Well, I have more insight than I used to have before I started working in Goochland. I wouldn't call it tremendous.
You're very modest, and I appreciate your thoughts on this. Ken Oder has been the editor of the Mechanicsville Local, is the editor of the Goochland Gazette, and is appearing with us on the Writer's Voice on the Virginia Voice. For the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean.